Now, a post-hospital follow-up for Brett, BSinBoy-RETT, Godfrey, GODFREY, October 3, 86, addresses a letter to Amanda Bennett, BENNETT, NP584-0307. Dear Mrs. Bennett, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Godfrey, who developed acute kidney injury, ATN, from severe nausea, vomiting, gastrointestinal losses, and hypovolemia. It was a mild rhabdomyolysis and a new diagnosis of hypothyroidism for what patient now is taking replacement. History of hypertension. No further hospital admissions. Isolated minor abdominal pain, improved. Isolated diarrhea, improved. No bleeding. Weight stable at 176. No vomiting, dysphagia, no blood in the stools. He says good urination. Minor edema. No claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Patient did not require dialysis in the hospital, although creatinine was close to 10. Present medications only on thyroid replacement. He uses CBD, marijuana, no other medications. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 110 over 66, right-sided. He already has a lot of gray hair despite of his age. He was born in 1986. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema or neurological process. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, I have a creatinine of 1.3. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, AKI, as indicated above, at the time of severe hypovolemia, hypotension, ATN, rhabdomyolysis, improve. We'll see if he returns 100% to baseline. New blood test to be done. Clinically not symptomatic. Blood pressure appears to be normal on no treatment. Next number, hypothyroidism, the importance of taking medications. We will take the opportunity to check free T4 and TSH. I might not need to see him again if kidney function returns to normal. All issues discussed with the patient at length, the importance of keeping an eye on blood pressure, which shows a wide fluctuations. End of dictation.